This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri exported more than $2.5 billion worth of goods to Mexico last year, making it the state's second biggest trade partner. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports, President Trump's talk of a 20% tariff on Mexican imports is creating uncertainty for some Missouri businesses.
The Metal Exchange Corporation has more than 100 employees in Westport Plaza involved in selling aluminum and copper around the world. Mike Kelly, VP of International Business Development, says Mexico is an important customer.
Mexico makes no aluminum. Mexico makes some copper, but they are net importers of that product, and we want to be the ones who supply that versus our competition who sits in Switzerland or who sits in Russia.
Kelly says a tariff would push Mexico to buy elsewhere. Either way, he says a higher cost on a sheet of aluminum sold in Mexico will mean a more expensive can of Corona in the U.S.
The cost of living in the United States is going to go up, because the cost of that product is going to cost more than it does right now when there literally is no barrier between us and Mexico other than transportation costs.
Chesterfield-based Holtec Gas Systems sells nitrogen gas generators in 35 countries. But last year, 10 to 15% of the company's revenues came from sales in Mexico. And owner Torstein Holt doesn't want to lose that business.
So if you're going to do business in Mexico, we may have to move our operations to Mexico. So instead of employing people from Missouri, we may have to employ Mexicans in Mexico.
Right now, Holtec employs 14 people in the St. Louis region. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.